Karevos, I hope all is good. Good vach. Today's daf is Ksivas daf Pei Zayin. We're here at Peva on Peva of Maveis at the Mishnah. The last measure we just saw at the end of yesterday's daf, right, pointed out that a husband is able to make his wife take a shvua in certain cases, if she's an apotropis or whatever, for his estate. So now the Mishnah is going to deal with certain scenarios where the husband said, I'm not going to make you take a shvua. So who actually can make her take a shvua? And then the Gemara is going to ask him, what type of shvua, what type of oath and swearing are we talking about exactly? So Gemara says, the Mishnah says like this, Kosovo neder shvua ainli alayich. He writes to her, or it could be Chazal, the Rishonim talk about it, maybe if he just says it to her, but either way, let's say he writes to her, I'm not going to make you take a shvua, and yochel lashbia, so he can no longer make her take a shvua, and again, we'll talk about exactly in what realm, avol mashbia, who is yoshea, but he can make her yorshim, right, her yorshim take a shvua, v'sabayim b'rishusa, and anybody who's coming in her rishus, Rashi explains what does that mean, if she sold, if the wife sold her ksuba, right, that someone else could collect it, so he can make them take a shvua in certain scenarios, if, you know, again, the wife is allowed to sell her rights to the ksuba, so those people are allowed to get take a shvua according to the husband. Neder shvua ain li alayach val yoshayach val bayim b'rishusech. But if you write specifically that I'm not going to make anybody take a shvua, neither you or your yorshim or anybody who's instead of you, anybody who buys your rights to the ksuba, say no yechol lashbia lo hivlo yoshev lo abayim b'rishusa. So you can no longer make any of those people make a shvua, but of your shav, but his inheritors, if he dies, Mashpia Nosav, Yisra Shev, Yisra Haba, and Bershusa, they can make her and her Yorshim, etc., take a Shvua. Neder Shvua, if he uses the following language, Neder Shvua, Ainli, Vlo Yorshai, and not my Yorshim. Vlo Bayim Bershusi, and not anybody who bought my rights. Alayach, Vlo Yorshai, Vlo Bayim Bershusi, Echmin, if he covers all the possible cases, Ainu Yachel Ashpia, Lo Hu, Vlo Yorsha, Vlo Abayim Bershusa, Lo Osa, Vlo Yorsha, right, then nobody can make anybody take a shvua whatsoever. Halcha mikever baila lebeis avia. Right, if Rachman Atzlan, the wife goes straight from the levaya, from burying her husband to her father's house, and the implication here is as Rashi explains, that he's no longer dealing with his estate. She's not taking any responsibility for anything and the money. Or she went back to her father-in-law's house, right, meaning still she's still living by her husband's family, but she's not in charge of the law. So Petropia, she's not in charge of any of the money. So again, the Yoshim can't make her take any type of shua whatsoever about the property, about the estate. Vimnasis a Petropia, but if she was made the caretaker over the remaining estate, so then her Yoshim Meshbinosa ala Osidlavo, then the Yoshim can make her take a shua about what's upcoming. Right, to say that she didn't scam anything, she didn't take anything for herself. But they cannot make her take a shvua on what has passed. So Gemara says, shvua my evite. What's going on here? What shvua are we talking about? So Amar of Yudha Marav, right? Al apotropia shenasis b'chayi b'ayla. Case is, when she was made into the person who's in charge of the money, as the husband when he was still alive. And some wives, my wife works in finance, right? Very accomplished, knows a lot more about monetary and financial dealings than I do. So the wife was made into an apotropis, she was in charge of the estate when he was still alive. Right? And the concern, right, why would you make her shvua? I have a concern that maybe, you know, maybe she messed around, that she didn't take something for herself, skimmed a little off the top, whatever it is. Rav Nachman bar Rava bar Avua, so he says that Pogemus Ksubasa, that's even in a scenario where she's Pogemus Ksubasa, we'll see in the next Mishnah, where she says, I already got some of my Ksuba. So Rashi explains over here, what's the difference between the two cases? In the first case, where she became, she was the apotropis, she was in charge of the funds, of the financial situation in the husband's house, and that was a shvua that he might make her take, maybe that he would cause her to take because he's nervous that she's, you know, messing around with the funds and then they get divorced or whatever. So he would make her, that's the shvua that is what Rashi says, right? Rami hu Allah. He is making her take a shvua. But in the second case, she's causing herself to take the shvua because she's claiming, right, that she got some of some of the ksuba, so she's causing that shvua to take effect. So if we're telling me, if according to Rav Nachman Rav Bar Avua says that we're in this scenario, the husband would not even be able to make her take that shvua. So certainly, in a case where he was the one who's causing her to take the shvua, then this language in the Mishnah, if he would say it to her, he would no longer be able to make her take a shvua, and that would be the difference between the first case, right, from the two opinions over there, in terms of what shvua we're talking about over here. Azul Rav Mordechai Amar the Shmeitzer Kameder Rav Ashi. So Rav Mordechai went and started schmoozing this sugya by Rav Ashi, and he said, "Bishlam amanda amar al pukemus kuzubasa the damaska adaita." I understand, right, according to the one who says that, you know, when she's the case where the husband can no longer make her take the shvua, that's where pogems kuzubasa, where she is making, right, make claim that she already got some of the ksuba, literally means she's damaging her ksuba. She said, "I got 100 out of 1,000," as we'll see in a second. Demaskadaiti, because again, it's, you might have thought, right, that there's a reason for the husband to expect that. But again, what's going on? The husband's writing her this document saying that I will not make you take a shvua in the future. So that's predictable, that the wife will be like, "You know what, give me some of my ksuba now. I need the funds, I need the cash, whatever." So that's possible. You might have thought of that, right? The maskadaiti, that's something that you might have thought of. Maybe she'll need the money, and she'll say, she'll take part of the ksuba. And she'll say, "Ksovli tlo mashbatli," and she'll say, "Write me, right, when I take some of the money, write me in the document that you're not going to make me take a shvua that I got, you know, some of the money already, or that I need to get the rest of the ksuba." Elamanda amaral, but Rav Shanas is b'chayav ala. But if you tell me that the case, right, again, as Rav Yehuda said, that the case here is where she's in charge of the money, right? He ka havas yade demosav la b'chava. She doesn't know that her husband's going to make her, right, in charge of the estate, in charge of the money, right? The amar like sovli the lo mashpelcha, that she will have to ask her, right, to make this shvua, to write this document and make this shvua. Right, so I mean, it's very weird, you know, that Tosfos already points out over here that this is normally the case of the Mishnah would normally happen when they're married, not like 10 years later when, you know, it looks like she knows more about money than he does. Right, at the time of the marriage, how in the world would she expect, right, to be made in charge of his money to the point where she would demand that this or she would ask that this shtar would be written up? Tamalei, Rav Ashi said to Mordechai, "Asun asa masnisa lo." But Anan aha masnisala. Right, you, right, said that Rav Yehuda's statement, Rav Yehuda, when he said that we're talking about a case where the wife is in charge of the husband's estate when he's still alive, referring to the first case, meaning referring to all those shvua possibilities. But we learned that statement on the last half of the Mishnah, and therefore there's no shaila, there's no problem with what he said whatsoever. Because what was the second part of the Mishnah, if you remember? Halacha, the Gemara just quotes it for you. Halacha mikaver ba'ala lebeis aviyah, right? O shechazer lebeis chamiyah v'lo nasis apetropta. If she went from burying her husband either to her husband's family or her family, but Tachlis says she's not in charge of the money anymore. Eina Yorshim Mashbinosa, so the Yorshim can't make her take a shvua about it, about the money, about the estate. Vinasa Petrovia, but if she was, then Yorshim Mashbinosa Alasilavo, Vin Mashbinosa Alashaavar, Alashaavad. Right? They can, as we said before, right? They can make her take a shvua from here and on, but not what happened. The Gemara says, "The shavar mayavite." What do you mean, the past? The past what? The past being in charge of the estate, right? Until when, right? Are we saying that the husband wrote this whole thing that they're not allowed to make? I'm not going to make you take a shvua, etc., etc. Why would we say that? Up until what point, right? Does this husband, right? What is the case where the husband write to her, right? I'm not going to make you take a shvua. So I'm reviewing the marav. That's what we said. Alba trupa, she has a bechayi ba'ala. That's the case where she was in charge of the money when he was still alive. So therefore, they're not allowed to make her take a shvua up until he died. But right between the misa and the kvura, then they can. Okay, fine. Rav Mas, Namar Rav Mas, is it? I feel being misa the kvura lo mashpiyam la. Even between the death and the kvura, they can't make her take a shvua because damir naradai. Because they said in narada lekargo v'lamzani the kvura mezavnin below achrazasa. That for three things we sell the property of a person without announcing it. Usually, when we're going to try and sell a property that belongs to Yorshim, so we're going to try and get the best price. You announce it, right? You make a bidding war, etc., to make sure the Yorshim get the best deal. But here, right, in these three cases, right, we're not going to do that. Right? The karga is just for a tax of the king. Mizoni is for food, if for whatever reason they don't have any parnasa. Ulkvura, and to bury the guy. So over here, we're not concerned that you may not have gotten the best price. Again, she's in charge of the estate, and she sells it quickly to pay for the burial. So says Rav Masna, right, we're not going to allow the Yorshin to swear, make her swear that she got the best price, because she's not looking to get the best price. She's just going to liquidate, right, the stuff, right, and get cash to bury the husband. Right, so there's no shvua that she managed the estate in the best possible way, because the tachlis is she was just, you know, trying to get stuff liquidated. Amar Rabbi Chiya, Now we're going to switch gears here to doing a couple of different languages. But what happens with different languages when they say that he's not going to make her take a shvua? Amar Rav Amar Mechia, Dolo Neder Dolo Shvua. If he says I'm not going to make her take a shvua, Hu Enu Yachal Ashbia, Avol Yorshim Ashbia. He can't make her take a shvua, but the inheritors, right, the Yorshim, right, can. Naki Neder Naki Shvua. If he says you're clean of shvuas and neders, so then Bein Hu Bein Yorshov In Mashbia Nusa, then nobody can make her take a shvua because Achi Kamar La. Menachis mishvuah, so she's based because that language implies that you're clean from shvuas. Rav Yosef Amar Yechia, but Rav Yosef said in the name of Rav Yechia, again, that was Rabba Bar Rav Yechia, Rabba in the name of Rav Yechia, and now Rav Yosef says in the name of Rav Yechia, well, the first part is the same, the second part is different. Right, so that's the same as the first one. But the second, according to Rav Yosef, the second language is different. That naki neder naki shvua, that you should be clean of a shvua, that doesn't mean no one can give her a shvua, that means everyone can make her take a shvua. But bein hu bein yoshev mashbinosa, that everybody can make her take a shvua. Why? Because havi kamala naki nafshech b'shvuasa, with the language of being clean from a shvua means you should take a shvua in order to be clean yourself. And you should clean yourself through a shvua and therefore be able to, you know, get rid of any chashash, any concern, any suspicion that you may have handled money inappropriately. Shalach Rabbi Zakkai Lamar Ukva, Rabbi Zakkai asked Rabbi Ukva, asked the following. Shalach said, Bein delo shvua, Bein denaki b'shvua, Bein delo neder, Uvein naki neder. Regardless of whatever the language was, right, in this the shtar, so it depends. If the guy wrote in my possessions, in my nechasim, who in yochel hashpia, avol yorshim hashpino. So right, if while he owns the stuff, he can't make it take a shvua. But once he's gone, the yorshim can make it take a shvua. But minichsai ilin, if he said these nechasim, these property, so then. Then bein hu bein yorshav bein mashpino, so then it doesn't matter because then what he wrote specifically was you will never have to take a shvua for this stuff regardless of who owns it. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Mishum Abba Shaul ben Ima Miriam. Taklas Pasha says Ima Miriam, Ima, like just like Abba Shaul is a title, Ima Miriam is probably also a title, probably a very chush of a woman. Okay, so Abba Shaul the son of Ima Miriam said bein delo b'shvua bein denaki b'shvua bein delo neder bein naki b'neder bein minichsai bein minichsai ilin. Regardless of what the language is that we mentioned before, bein hu bein yorshav bein mashpino, so nobody can make it take a shvua. Avamaya said, but what can you do? Meaning he holds that really nobody, regardless of the language, no one can make it take a shvua. But what can you do? Because he can't actually do this halacha l'maisa because it's another din d'rabanan. Sharei amru chachamim habali para minichnei yisomim vali para v'lo shvua. As someone who comes to collect from the property of Yisomim, of an orphan, it has to take a shvua. Again, so if the wife is coming to collect the ksuba from the Yorshim, the inheritors of the husband, so she needs to take a shvua. He said, even though he wrote this, there's a din d'rabanan that gets in the way. Vigadamri, some people say that Lamas Nisa, that it was actually in a Mishnah, or probably Brisa, I would guess. But it's the same thing, just it was actually in a Brisa. That Abba Shaul, ben Ima Miriam, Amar, ben Dalo B'Shvua, ben Naki B'Shvua, ben Dalo Neder, ben Naki B'Neder, Naki Neder, ben Echasa, ben Minichsa Ilan, ben Hu, ben Yorshav. Right, so Emash Bino, so none of them can make a Shvua, but Abba Ma'asa, what am I supposed to do? Shari Amor Chachamim, Abba Lipara Minichsa Yisomim, La Yipara El B'Shvua. Right, again, we already have this Dinder Rabbanon that they have to swear, and Amar Rav Nachman Shmuel, Lachil Kaben, Ima Miriam, the Halacha is like Abba Shaul Ben Ima Miriam, that the woman comes to get her Ksuba from Yisomim, so she would have to take a Shvua, even if she had this type of document. Okay. Mishnah, again. Now we'll talk about the woman taking a shvua in order to collect her ksuba. And in different scenarios, again, normally a ksuba, 100, 200, Mishnah here has a case of 1,000, but let's say the woman, let's see one second. Hapogemus ksubasa. If a woman damages her ksuba, and what we mean here is that she admits that she got some of it already. So loti para ela b'shvua, she has to take a shvua. We explain all these cases as the Mishnah goes on. That's why we're not going to spend so much time right now. Aid echam either she perua. If one aid testified that she got some of it, so lo tipar ela b'shvua. She has to take a shvua. She can only get paid right with a shvua. Minichse yisomim, minichsot uminichasim mishubadim shlo b'fanav. In those three cases, if she's trying to get from the yisomim, the inheritors, or the nechasim that mishubadim, the property that was sold, but that the wife had a lien on the property. For ksuba, v'shalom b'fanav. Or if he's not around, let's say they got divorced and he's gone, so lo tipar ela b'shvua. She has to take a shvua. Pogam b'ksuba k'seisad. What's the case where a woman damages her ksuba? So ha'isak ksuba se'alav zuz. Amar la'his kabbalas Ksuvaseich v'yomer slovis kavalti elamana. If her ksuva was 1,000, he says you got all of it, and she says I only got 100. Lutzipar l'bishvura, then she has to get a shvur. Eid echam eida she perula ketzad. What's the case where one eid testified that she got it? Ha'isa ksuvase elav zuz. If v'amar la'is kavalti ksuvaseich v'yomer slovis kavalti. Again, ksuva was 1,000. He said you got all of it, and she says I got nothing. And one aid testifies that she got all of it. So again, one aid is not enough to say that it's like the husband, but then she has to swear, right, and then she can get her ksuba. What's the case where she collects from property that's been sold to someone else? We sold the property to someone else. She comes to get her ksuba from the people who bought the field. She has to take a shvua. What's about the case by Yisomim? She's getting from the inheritors, from the yorshim of the husband. The husband dies and the Yisomim inherit him. So he nefras min Yisomim. She gets the ksuba from the Yisomim. So again, lo tipar el b'shvua. Okay, she has to take a shvua. But lo shalom b'fanav ketzad. What's the case? She's not around. Halach lo medina sayam v'ni fras shalom b'fanav. If he went to oversee, they got divorced or whatever, he went oversee, and she's trying to get her ksuba, and he's not around. Ain't it for us? Ela b'shvua, right? She has to obviously take a shvua. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says quite cryptically, and we'll have to explain what that is. Not today. Calls manje hito vas ksubasa ha yorshim eshbienosa. Anytime she claims a ksuba from the yorshim, right, the yorshim can make her take a shvua. Then ain't it vas ksubasa and the yorshim eshbienosa. But if she's not claiming a ksuba, then the orphans, the yorshim, are not going to make her take a shvua. Obviously, you have to explain what exactly is going on over here. Savar, says the Gemara. Savar Rami Bar Chama lemiyamar shvua do raisa. Rami Bar Chama thought that to say that this case where the wife says she is half. She got 100 out of 1,000. Right? She admitted that she got some of it. That's a din d'oraisa. Right? That's a din d'oraisa. Classic case. Motiv mikzat. Right? The guy says I paid you. I paid you. She says I got 100 of it. I mean 100 out of the 1,000. So that's a motiv mikzat. She's admitting that she got half. Right? The guy dekatayim. As Rami said, Baruch Hashem says, it quotes a classic case. Dekatayim asayim v'kamod lebemana. Right? He's claiming that he paid 200 and really more, 1,000. She says that she only got 100. V'havilei mod hodav mikzat zatayna v'chol mod mikzat zatayna yishava. Right? Gemara's in Baba Kama. Right? That if she admits that she got part of it, right? So that's a shvua d'oraisa of modu l'mikzas. Amar Rava, Rava says, shtei tshuvos badavar. I got two answers for you, and Tosfos points out, really, there should be three, and I'll just explain in a second. But I can tell you two reasons why this is not a modu l'mikzas, classic modu l'mikzas case. Chada, first of all, delo chol nishban shabbatar nishban v'lo mishalman. All the cases in the Torah where they take a shvua, the shvua d'oraisas, are a case where a guy swears and does not pay. Right, guy says, you owe me 200, and the guy says, no, I only owe you 100. So in that case, he swears, and he doesn't pay the extra 100. And here, here she's swearing to receive, to get money. That's A. B, also, and also, we don't take a shvua if a person is saying that there's no shibud karka. Again, the woman, meaning the, there's no shvua by shibud karka, the woman has a lien right on the land. So there's no shvu in that case. Tosfos just points out the third case, the third reason, the whole reason the Gemara says modu b'miktas is because the guy is just the guy who's modu b'miktas, the guy who admits to half of it, is just pushing off the claim. Right? If he says over here, right, the nipne ma amar Torah the modu b'miktas atani shava. Why do we make a guy who's modu b'miktas take a shvua? Shum desh demuti kamish damid. Really, he's just pushing off. I guess the creditor, or the guy who he owes money to. Right, so the Torah says, let's make him take a shvua so he'll admit that really he owes the whole thing. So that's not shaykh here at all. Right? That's not that reason whatsoever. She's trying to claim money. She's not trying to push the whole thing off. What does she get? So Allah Marav, and the shaykh is very strong. Right, very unclear what Rami Barchama was thinking. Okay, that's ready for Ian Shir, right? It's not for now. Amar Ella Amar Rava, Rava says, Midirabanan. Really, it's a Shvu Midirabanan. Depara Daik, Dinifra Lo Daik. Because in general, usually, someone who pays money is very careful, right? Has records of how much he paid. But someone who receives money, not as careful. But Ramu Rabanan Shvu Allah, the Chehezi Ditzidu. Because, and the Chazal said, you know what, she should take a Shvuah so that she will be careful, right? When she gets money, again, she takes 100 out of 1,000, so she should be careful in terms of whatever it is. She'll make sure to pay attention, right? When she gets the original money. So Ibar Lehus, they asked the following Shaila, Pogem Ksuvasa Be'edimahu. What about if she's Pogem Ksuvasa Be'edim? Let's say she says she was paid back with Edim for the 100, and then the husband says, well, I paid you the other 900 without Edim. So Im Isa Depara Be'edim Haviparla Odoma Isramile. Right? Do we say that if he paid her originally with Edim, right, certainly we assume that he would have paid the second payment with Edim as well, right? And therefore, when he says, you know, I didn't pay you anything, so that's ridiculous, right? Oh, Delma, or maybe, that just happened. It happened to be, right, that there were Edim by the first payment, but the husband didn't specifically say, right, that, you know, we're trying to get Edim over here. So Tashma bring the following proof. Call the Shmai and Shabbat Torah and the Shmai Velama Shalman. Anybody, again, as we said before, anybody, according to the Din Torah, any Shvuas are to pay and be potter. But there are some dinim derabbanan. Well, people will take a shvua and then they will collect money. A sochir, if a guy who got hired and did get paid, and the guy who hired him claims that he paid him. And nigzal, someone who got stolen from. In the cases where someone entered somebody's house and then we saw him leaving with something under his shirt, but we don't know what it was. And the guy who lives in the house says it was my elaborate vase, my million-dollar vase, and the other guy says, what are you talking about? It was just a teddy bear. So the guy who he stole from swears, and then he can take it. If for whatever reason, the guy who's supposed to swear is a chashud, we're concerned he's going to lie, so the other guy swears. And that's a storekeeper who writes down his records. I mean, basically, the storekeeper tells someone else to pay his workers. The guy writes down that he paid them, and the workers claim they never get the money. So both of them swear, and they take money from the guy who owns the business. If I could pogame shtar, this is the one reason we're quoting this, a pogame shtar shall obey them. Someone who says his shtar is less, his shtar is worse, he damages his shtar without Edom, meaning he says that he got some of the money without way Edom. As Chazal said, right, that they should be able to collect if they take a shvua. So clearly, what do you see? Shalom be'edim in, right, be'edim lo. Right, that's only right if they were out without Edim, but there was Edim, that there was if there was Edim, that the first payment was made. Right, so then you don't need a shvua the second time, right, to get the rest of it. So the Gemara says, lo mi ba'i kamar. No, that's not what it's talking about. It means lo mi ba'i be'edim. You don't even need to tell me that if the first payment was made with Edim, that the wife, let's say in this case, needs to take a shvua to get the rest of it. Avav shaloba edim, but even if there was no edim, say imitavi kameshav aveda v'tishkal v'lo shvua. You might have thought that maybe that since there are no edim, it's as if she's just being nice to him and she should take the rest of it without an oath, meaning without a shvua. Meaning, she told him, well, she's doing him a favor by saying, oh, I already got some of it. So kamash balans. Therefore, the Bryce is teaching me, right, that she, even in that scenario, right, she has to take a shvua. Okay, so basically, Tagas, you can't, that doesn't prove our case whatsoever. Ibar Lahu, Kastufani Shapu, Gavis, Biksuva, Pakos, Pakos, Mishava, Pruta, Mahu. Let's say the woman says, I got a million, or a thousand payments of less than Shava Pruta. And therefore, somehow she got to a money. Right? I mean, she kept ridiculous records. She has all these records of every time he gave her 50 cents. So, is that what's the deal with that? Mia Miriam Kevin the Kadaike Kuli Hai Kushta Kamra. Are we saying because she has all these records of all these 50 cent payments? It's not 50 cents, but whatever, you know what I'm saying. And she's saying the truth. Right? So, oh, Dilma Yisrami Kamarama, maybe she's being a scam, maybe it's just an elaborate scam. Skamar says take you. Right? We don't have an answer right now. What about Pocheses Ksuba? This is not what she says, she got some of it. The wife says that, not, as we'll see in a second, right, the wife says, I didn't receive any of it, but the ksuba wasn't actually 1,000. It was less. There's a different case. Right here, before we said the ksuba was 1,000, she says already got 100. Here we're saying, no, the guy said the ksuba was 1,000. The wife says, I didn't get anything, but the ksuba was 100, not 1,000. So, mi omrin and hainu pogemis. Is that the same case? Right? Oh, Dilma Pogemes Modim Mitzas, Ha Lo Modim Mitzas. Or do we say that if she was Pogemes, if she says she already got 100 out of 1,000, that's a Modim Mitzas case. Here, she didn't get anything at all. She's not admitting to anything. So Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Right? Pocheses, right, if she says that my ksuba is not 1,000, but it's 100, Ptiyapara below Shavua, right? She can get without a Shavua. Ketzad, what's the case? Haisu Ksuvase Elav Zuz, Amar Lo, he's Kavalti Ksuvase, Chvi Homeris Lo, he's Kavalti Ve'ina Elamona. If the Ksuva was 1,000, and he said, I paid you, and she says, I didn't get anything, but it wasn't 1,000, it was only a Mona, And the Gemara is going to ask immediately, how in the world could she collect payment for that? Because the Ksuba itself says 1,000. Right, so what do you mean she says it was only 100? So therefore, in that case, below Shavua, she takes the money even without a Shavua. You don't even need a Shavua in that case. So Gemara says, but my Gavya, that answers our question. But first of all, the Gemara says, what in the world, what is she collecting here? Wait, how does she collect? Right, the Hashtara, but the Shtar, right, Hashtara Chas B'Balmu, it's just a piece of pottery. Right, if you're telling me that the woman says that Ksuba that says I get 1,000 zuz, it really means 100, that they add an extra zero just to make me look good. So clearly she's admitting it's fake. It's not real. So the Gemara says, Amarava, Breda Rabba, Rabba. Ben Rabba says, Belmer's Amana Haisali Beini of Veina, right? Fascinating concept. Then, no, we had an agreement. Right? We agreed that we would write 1,000 because whatever reason, prestige or whatever. But we agreed. We had a deal. Right? We had an Amana. Right? That it's really only going to be 100. I'm only ever going to collect 100. Yeah, in that case, she does not need, says Gemara, she does not need to take a Shavua. Okay, Shkarkoda, we'll stop at the 2 dots, and we'll go back to the Hedek HaShas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.